In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, one of the worst diseases that can afflict the human body is the disease of leprosy. It basically causes the body to rot before you have died. Eventually, you know, your fingers and your toes just start to fall off. What causes the disease, apparently, is this bacteria that they've named after leprosy. They call it Mycobacterium leprae, and it attacks the nerves of the body. And if there's some nerves that are being attacked under the skin, then there's this patch that forms on the skin where that place is, and the skin becomes numb at that particular location. And what I would like you to consider is what it would be like if you had leprosy, and then you went to the doctor and you showed the doctor your disease, and he's like, okay, I've got this leprosy here. And you said, can you help me? Can you help me out? And the doctor said, well, yes, I can help you out. I've got this skin lotion here that I'm going to give to you. And you just apply this skin lotion, and it'll make your skin nice, smooth, and soft for your leprosy. And you would obviously walk away from the doctor feeling very dissatisfied, because you would know that treating the skin would not get rid of the disease. We have this saying that some people can treat symptoms rather than the actual disease, and this would be a case of that, where it would just be something topical to put on the skin, but it wouldn't treat the root cause of the disease, which is that bacteria that has to be killed. Unless the bacteria is killed, then you're not going to be cured. You're going to die. And so this lotion, you know, you just throw this lotion in the garbage because it's not going to do you any good. Well, this is what can often happen in our own lives, not with our physical diseases, but with our spiritual diseases, with the underlying causes that exist in our soul for many symptoms that manifest themselves. We have many symptoms manifest themselves in our lives. We're sad, we're discouraged, we're unhappy, we're restless, we feel empty. All of these states of emotion that can go on in our soul, that sometimes we feel moody, or our emotions are changing very quickly. Or we feel something come over us, and we feel like we're a prisoner of a mood that is not pleasant. And we are the sort of first doctors. We're the first responders to anything that goes on in our soul. This is something we have to realize, that no one can tell us what we are experiencing. We are the ones who are experiencing what we're experiencing, and no one can tell us that. And unless we communicate it to them, they will not know. And so we are the first one to react to the states that exist in our soul. And we self-medicate. We make a decision. How am I going to treat this sadness, this discouragement? How am I going to treat this restlessness, this emptiness? Or on the opposite side, how am I going to deal with my good mood, my joy, some state of soul that's very pleasant for me? So, you know, it's the same is true with our body as well. If we have some physical state, we end up deciding what to do. Am I going to try to take some medicine? Am I going to visit the doctor? What am I going to do? So what I'm saying is that this is what takes place for our soul. We either try to foster our mood or change our mood. We either try to control our emotions or just let our emotions run wild. We make the decision. And the most common thing that happens with us human beings, when we're in a state that we do not like, a state that we find unpleasant, is that we try to find some way to escape from that state. We try to violently change our mood, our emotion. Perhaps we might binge on movies, or we binge on video games, or binge on alcohol or binge on drugs, some way to somehow reset our emotional state. These things just completely take over. We hand ourselves over to these things because they have a way of completely taking over our soul. And that makes us forget our previous mood for a certain period of time, you know, and our emotional state kind of resets. We drown the state of our mind that was bothering us by overwhelming our senses or overwhelming our system. It's kind of like taking morphine when you're experiencing great pain. So what you do is you take this drug. It doesn't do anything as far as your body is concerned. It doesn't treat any sort of disease. It just makes you not feel the disease anymore. That's what a lot of these escapes are. The root cause of the pain that you're experiencing in your emotional state is still there. You just don't feel it anymore because you've launched yourself into this escape. So, obviously, this very common way that we human beings have of treating our negative emotional states is very much like that doctor who just puts lotion on the leprosy. It's just treating the symptoms of the disease that exists in the soul. And it's not any long-term solution towards the problems that we experience as human beings. The cause of the pain is still there. We as Catholics, we must be very clear about what that cause is. What is the root cause of the emotional pain that I experience? If we get down to the bacterial level, the root cause is sin. It is our sins. It is our greed. It is our lust. It is our anger. It is our selfishness, our self-love, our lack of charity, our ingratitude, our laziness, all the vices that exist in our soul. These are the diseases of our soul. These are the root problems, the ultimate root problems of these unpleasant emotional states that we experience, believe it or not. I mean, when we ask ourselves that question of Psalm 42 that we pray at the beginning of the Mass, my soul, why am I sad? And this is a very good question, by the way, to ask ourselves, to pull up ourselves and say, what kind of mood am I in? And if it's sadness, why am I sad, oh my soul? We are likely to answer with one of the symptoms of our sadness rather than the root cause. You know? Like, if only I had another wife, a different wife, you know, than the one I've got. If only I had a different husband, or if only I had different children than the children that I have. It's my job. It's all the burdens and the responsibilities that I have in my life. These are what justify this state of sadness that I'm in. And these might very well be symptoms of our discontent, certainly. Triggers. These are triggers of our discontent, but they're not the disease. The disease is our sins, our selfishness, the vices of our soul. And we are so blessed as Catholics, as opposed to many people in our secular world, to at least be aware of the fact that sin is a very great problem. Sin is a huge problem. It is the main problem in this world. That is what we're taught in our Catholic faith. And so we're much more aware of what sin is and how it can cause problems. And so we're much more likely when we have issues in our emotional life to say, I need to address my sins. And not only that, we belong to the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, where we have the sacramental system, and we are asked to actually examine our consciences about sin and to say, what are the vices of my soul? How have I committed sins against our Lord? And to go into the confessional and to kneel down and make that self-accusation. Bless me, Father, I have sinned. I've sinned. This is what I have done. And it shouldn't surprise us that so many times when we leave the confessional, we do feel an emotional relief. We feel so much better because of the fact that we have, we feel like I actually have addressed something real in my life that is causing my problems. And I've been absolved. These sins have been wiped away. I've been given strength to overcome these vices of my soul. And we have hope that in the future, my life will be better. When these 10 lepers approach our Lord today, and they ask for their disease to be cured. They're not looking for lotion. They're asking for the actual disease to be cured so they can live their life. They won't die from leprosy. Of course, our Lord has all power. He could have cured them on the spot. He could have just said right there, you know, you're cured, or touched their leprosy as he does in another place in the gospel. He just touches the man. He touches this disease, this very diseased man, and he's cured on the spot. But he doesn't do that. In today's gospel, he says, go, show yourselves to the priest. And this is like a symbol of this sacramental system that he wants to institute, where we are the diseased souls. We are the souls who have sin on our souls. We need to be cured. We go to our Lord and say, Lord, cure us, heal us from our vices. And he says, go, show yourselves to the priest. You know, present your disease to the priest. And then we receive absolution. And the disease is wiped away. The sins, at least, are wiped away. So it's no wonder that a confession is such a remedy for our souls and for all the evils of our life. And also to go on an Ignatian retreat. It's such a blessing to be able to go on an Ignatian retreat where we do a deeper dive into our sins. We seek a deeper understanding of who we are. What are my deepest inclinations? If there is something that would ruin my soul, that would cause me to lose my soul, what would it be? We prepare ourselves for a general confession, and then we go into the confession, we make the confession of our entire life. All the sins all the major sins that we have committed, and then we walk out of the confession, and we are so much more healed in soul than we would be if we spent, you know, 3 hours playing video games. So when we take charge of our own sins and we try to heal our bad habits, we find ourselves much more content and at peace with the difficulties of our lives. This is what we reap from this self-medication, this treatment of the actual diseases that are the cause, the root cause of all of our negative emotional states. We stop trying to fix everybody else's problems because we're humble and acknowledging our own faults. We're much more able to bear the faults with others. We stop trying to put our happiness in like this thing happening, you know, like I would be happy if just this could take place or just that could take place. Then I would finally be happy. We start trying, we stop making these projections of some future happiness and putting all our happiness in that, our contentment in that. And we're just simply okay with the way that things are. There's so many passages in Scripture that tell us to be content with our life and just to look at our own lives. Take care of your sins. Be good with God. Get yourself right with God. And then just be happy. Just be happy with what you have. In St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, he's coming to the end of his letter, and he says to Timothy, he says, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and certainly we can take nothing out. But having food and sufficient clothing, with these let us be content. we've got enough. You know, you didn't come into this world with anything, and now you're setting your happiness on having all these things. But just if you have food and shelter, just be happy with that. Then this Psalm 42 that we pray at every Mass. Why are you sad, O my soul? Why do you disquiet me? Hope in God, for I will still give praise to Him, the salvation of my countenance and my God. And then there's a very beautiful psalm I want to recommend to read and to pray. The priest, we go through all the psalms in the week, and so we get familiar with them over time. But it's Psalm 33. And one of the things it says is, "Fear the Lord, all you His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The rich have wanted and have suffered hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good." There's a story on the internet of a man in California by the name of Matt Barbara. He left the church in his 20s, and he spent decades outside of the church. And he was in his 40s, and he was working, he started to develop all these health problems that were afflicting him, and he had to quit his day job, and he couldn't hold down a normal job anymore because of his health problems. And he's just sitting at home, you know, and he still has a crucifix on his wall, and he decides to just basically start ranting at God, complaining to God about all of his problems, and basically blaming his problems on God. In the midst of this rant, he saw some sort of image of a priest holding a chalice. And he recognized that what God was telling him is that he needed to go to confession and Holy Communion. This was the grace that he received at that moment. So he stopped his rant and he said, I need to go to confession. So he examines, instead of just like saying, God, you need to give me this, you need to give me that for me to be happy, you owe me this, you owe me that. Instead, he said to himself, I need to examine my conscience and my sins, my vices. I need to go and confess them to the priest, be absolved from my sins, and then receive God in Holy Communion. This is what he did. And it changed everything. I mean, it changed everything with regards to the things that he was going through. So, my dear faithful, do you want a happy life? If you want a happy life, do not treat the symptoms, merely the symptoms of your sadness and discontent, the root of the sadness and discontent for all of us is our sin. It's our vices. It's the diseases that exist in our interior life. Let us seek first to heal those things, to heal ourselves from our selfishness before we look for this way or that way for some happiness. Sin is the real poison for our souls, and if we address that, we will still have lots of difficulties, of course, in this life, but we will be happy with the grace of God alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.